From CNN, I'm Afoma DK with the five things you need to know for Monday, May 6th. Hamas has agreed to a ceasefire proposal from Egypt and Qatar. Here is CNN's Jeremy Diamond in Jerusalem.
Now, as we understand it, there has been this latest Egyptian framework on the table, which could see the release of between 20 to 33 Israeli hostages over several weeks, that there would be a weeks-long pause in the fighting during that time, and that ultimately this would lead to a much longer-term ceasefire, perhaps as long as a year, perhaps even longer. And that is the proposal that was on the table.
The framework also calls for the release of Palestinian prisoners in exchange for the remaining hostages and captive Israeli soldiers. The Israeli government is reviewing Hamas's response, and so is the U.S., according to the State Department. Some Israeli officials hoped Israel's evacuation orders in eastern Rafah would pressure Hamas to change its position. An Israeli military spokesperson said troops are preparing for a, quote, limited-scale operation there. As a result, thousands of Palestinians have packed up their belongings after the Israeli military's order to, quote, evacuate immediately. Fallout continues on college campuses nationwide, as thousands have been arrested during pro-Palestinian protests in recent weeks. Harvard University has warned that those involved in the encampment on campus face, quote, involuntary leave and may not be able to sit for exams. Emory University in Atlanta has scaled back its commencement ceremony and relocated it, citing safety concerns. But at other campuses, protests persist. Some students at Princeton University in New Jersey have launched a hunger strike until the school divests from Israeli companies and cuts ties with Israeli institutions, according to a student protest group. The student newspaper The Daily Princetonian reports that at least 17 undergraduate students were taking part as of Sunday. And according to The Washington Post, D.C.'s Metropolitan Police Department and Mayor's Office have denied a request from George Washington University to disperse protesters. Now to the latest on former President Donald Trump's hush money trial. The prosecution called its first witness to the stand this week, former longtime Trump Organization controller Jeffrey McConney. He was also a co-defendant in Trump's civil fraud trial in New York last year, after which he was banned from serving as a financial manager in any New York company for the rest of his life, among other things. Today, McConney went through the organization's accounting practices, including business records and emails. He also testified about how Trump's former personal attorney and fixer, Michael Cohen, was allegedly reimbursed for the 2016 hush money payments made to adult film star Stormy Daniels. Trump has pleaded not guilty to 34 felony counts of falsifying business records in a scheme to keep his alleged mistress quiet about an alleged affair before the 2016 election. Trump Media and Technology Group has announced it fired its accounting firm BF Borgers. U.S. regulators accused Borgers of, quote, massive fraud. The accounting firm did not respond to a request for comment. Trump Media owns Truth Social, where the former president has been posting updates on his criminal hush money trial. The SEC did not accuse Trump Media of any wrongdoing and didn't mention the company in its charges. Coming up, a frantic moment at a church service.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on-a-whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hey, welcome back.
All of a sudden, I just seen a gun pointing right at me. And at that point, all I can do is try to run for cover.
That's Pastor Glenn Germany talking to CNN affiliate WTAE. Germany was leading a worship service Sunday at Jesus' Dwelling Place Church in North Braddock, Pennsylvania, when a man approached him with a gun and pulled the trigger. Luckily, the gun didn't go off, according to Pennsylvania State Police. After the first failed shot, the church's cameraman ran up and tackled the shooter. State police identified the suspect as 26-year-old Bernard Jr. Polite. WTAE reported that it's not clear why the suspect tried to shoot the pastor, who said he'd never seen Polite before. That's a wrap. We'll be back at 6 p.m. Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.